I thought you would like to know that Fun Drive 2010 is going to be happening from November 16th to the 25th. You should think about making a donation. CITR is working on its library digitization project. This involves an expensive team of super robots working around the clock. Your donation will help us to employ the super robots, which will help us, which will in turn help you. Help us help you. Make a donation during Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. On your frequency, dude buddy.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
from San Diego. That was Crocodiles with the title track to their second album, Sleep Forever, which came out recently through Fat Possum Records. And please note that this isn't the New Zealand band of the same name from 1980. Members of the Crocodiles used to be part of Some Girls, Dum Dum Girls, The Soft Pack, and The Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower. And the entire album sounds fantastic that way, highlighting the band's multiple influences, but not overwhelming the song in 80s nostalgia. And that's thanks in part to producer Simeon Mobile Disco member James Ford, who's also worked in the past with the Arctic Monkeys and Florence and the Machine. So hello once again. Hopefully you weren't too lonely here as CITR went into automatic pilot mode, thanks to the robots in charge. And you listened to a lot of Arcade Fire there. This is Exploding Head Movies, and this is your cinematically inspired show here broadcast on UBC's bioluminescent community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and it hurts and thrills me to see you dance so well, and I'm here with you till 9. There will be a voice here. There will be someone guiding the pilot like a little light in the fireplace. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So we got a little bit of SoCan love to provide today since it is monitoring time. So there's a couple of local bands of a profile here, especially those that often give CDs to me and hopes of airplay. And I usually try to make sure that everyone gets a chance at the station to pick up on it. But sometimes it's just me, but today could be your payday. Towards the back end of the show, we'll profile the 2009 film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and the work of John Bryan. But we'll start off with some new moodier music. And this is going to feature some solo work by the lads from Animal Collective. And after the success of last year's Merriweather Post Pavilion, the Baltimore-born act has taken some much-needed time off after their longest and largest tour. But, of course, the music is still a part of them, and they are still prolific. So we're going to start off with Panda Bear, alias of Noah Lennox. And he's been the most prolific outside of the collective. He's had 3 albums to his name, the last being 2007's Sublime Person Pitch. And he's been working on some new songs, drifting away the samplers of late and kicking back more towards the guitar drum sound we used to know the collective from 10 years ago. And there's an album due on the horizon, but right now he's been releasing songs by themselves as little singles. And there's been 2 singles released so far, and we're going to hop to the one that he released back in July, and this could potentially be the album name. So from Panda Bear, this is Tomboy on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back.
to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Don't miss Paranormal Activity from October 22nd to November 4th, and then Jackass 3D from November 6th to November 12th. For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Another Animal Collective solo project. That's Evie Tear with Lucky One, and that's off his first solo album. It is out now, called Down There. And Evie Tear is the alias of Dave Portner, considered by the collective to be the primary songwriter for them. And along with another one of the guys, Deacon, they're mixing Panda Bear's album To Be, which we heard the potential title track, Tomboy. Now, Down There was also produced by Deacon, and as we heard there, it sounds darker, as Evie Tear had to sort out some negative emotions that he'd been dealing with for the past couple of years, to the point that this album will likely never be performed live. And both of these albums, Panda Bear and Evie Tear, or at least at this point right now, Panda Bear's is more of a 12-inch, but they're released through Animal Collective's own label, Paw.
tracks. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gek. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we're going to hop over to Mali, the African country, specifically the town of Kidal, where a blogger from Portland by the name of Christopher Kirkley went to visit. Originally, he wanted to make just field recordings out in the Sahara, but he wound up doing a lot of tape trading, specifically exchanging music off his laptop with local villagers, and they stored their music on their cell phones, and they swapped over Bluetooth and SIM cards. And after Kirkley returned to Oregon, he compiled a little cassette of some of the songs that he had traded for, and he called it Music from Saharan Cell Phones, which you can find through Mississippi Records, or you can find it as an MP3 for free through Sahal Sounds. And the cassette features things like Bollywood classics, Algerian Rai, things like Kuduro, French ballads, and then this track from a Tamashek band from Niger called Msikta. And once, I guess, the internet sort of caught wind of this, it's already been remixed a couple times. It's been profiled by some cutting-edge shows here. And I'm not going to say I'm a cutting-edge show, but we're going to profile this, and this sounds fantastic. So the band's called Msikta, and at this point, there's a lot more information and hopefully a lot more music from these guys to be found soon. But for now, off of Music from Saharan Cell Phones, here's Msikta, although at this point, they were labeled simply on the cassette as Niger, and the song is called Autotune.
Smart and all night.
That was from the state of Mississippi, not Mississippi Records. Dead Gaze with I'm a Mess When You Are Gone, which was found on another cassette. That was the sold-out End of Days, Why Not You, which came out earlier through Mirror Universe. Now, Dead Gaze is the alias of R. Cole Furlow, and he's released a spate of music through other labels over the past year, including Clandestine, Cats Purring, Fire Talk, and something called Group Tightener. And definitely a lot of wonderful stuff that way. Cassettes have had a substantial return as a way to release music, at least at the indie level, despite news such as what we heard a couple weeks ago about Japan discontinuing the Walkman, at least in Japan itself. I'm not sure how the rest of the world's going to be impacted. There's very few mass production facilities for cassettes nowadays, and of course there's the general audio quality you get on tape. But then again, if you've ever downloaded a low bitrate MP3, you get that same kind of feel, so there's a definite connection there with when you make, you know, a limited edition release of cassettes and then just post the MP3 for everyone else to pick up. So speaking of super limited release, there's about 30 copies that was made of this cassette through Baltimore, through the Friends Records label here. And it's a split cassette. On one side, it's Land of Peoples, and on the other side, it's This Next Act, which is In Every Room. And they're a trio that just jump all over the instruments when they perform. So from that split cassette, here's In Every Room with E-M-E-G.
as the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, that was Humans. Duo of Peter Rick and Robbie Slade, and that was Wake Up off of this year's EP Avec Mec. And according to MySpace, it says that Slade has a background more in roots in reggae, dealing with folksy ballads, and Rick, R-I-C-Q, had musical start in Montreal underground parties, spinning at the age of 19. And they met an art show here in Vancouver 5 years ago. They made the widely acclaimed Bike Home video last year. And that track actually does appear on this EP as well, too. They've opened for Junior Boys, Broken Social Scene. They've played Oleo and Rifflandi recently. And if you're going to the Biltmore on November 20th, they're going to be playing with Diamond Rings, Teen Days, and Double Dragon. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in said city of Vancouver. I'm Gak, and next up, Fine Mist, which is the duo of Jay Arner and Megan McDonald. And they played in bands together, such as Poison Dot and International Falls, but it's only been through the Fine Mist project that they've been able to write songs together, as opposed to one for the other. They released their album Public Domain just this past September, and they have a sizable following throughout town wherever they play. They call their legion Fan Mist, and if you caught last month's Discorder, they had a profile in there. And I believe they are opening for No Gold's record release party at the end of the month. And if you are going to be pitching in for the CITR Fun Drive Year 5, I believe they have something lined up for the finale party as well. But what we're going to do is from Public Domain, we're listening to Fine Mist. And the track we're going to listen to is I Can't Stand It.
Last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
Decomposers of Noise Ranger and Sleep Holiday.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
I'm definitely overdue on a return to the railway. So that is tomorrow. That is the last of the first round, because the next week after, it's the start of the semis. And we just heard there was MNDR, which is pronounced Mander, which we heard I Go Away off of their EP called EPE through the Wonder Sound label. And that's the duo of Amanda Warner and Peter Wade. And they've been opening for Yacht, Deerhoof, Massive Attack on separate tours, and they should have a debut full-length throughout early next year, 2011. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and next up is Warpaint. They're an L.A. quartet. They've had a few lineup changes, and they've included an actress by the name of Shannon Sossaman, and they actually have the current, or they used to have who the current Red Hot Chili Pepper guitarist is. And they've been also busy touring as well, too, opening up for The XX, Vampire Weekend, and Yaysayer. And this is off their debut album, The Fool. And here they are, Warpaint with Undertow.
Better not to quench Waking up to sleep again. Don't ever leave or near the end.
Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Gak, and we just heard there was the Church of the Very Bright Lights. That was Talk, and that is off of their self-titled EP. And that's the work of Calgarian James Cullen, and he's been supported in the past by two of the guys in Women. That'd be Chris Reimer and Matt Flagel. And of course, some of us have heard in the news that Women have had to postpone a big European tour after having a little bit of a scuffle in Victoria. And of course, that impacted the show that was supposed to be here either last week or the week before that. And before the Church of the Very Bright Lights, we heard Vancouver's own Lakefield, and that's off their Songs from the Treeline album, which they self-released. And that track was Old Hearts. And you should be able to catch them December 9th. They're playing in the Forum, along with Blank Cinema and By Starlight. And let's profile at least one more act that is playing in town in the next couple of days, and that would be The Crackling, the work of Kenton Lone. And he's been doing some tour support with Dan Mangan, and one of the benefits right now is that as being the drummer for Dan Mangan, he's been able to open for them as well, too. So if you are going to be at the Vogue Theater at some point this week, he is playing there this Thursday, November 11th, which is Remembrance Day, and then as well Saturday, November 13th. Otherwise, he's going up to Canmore or to Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, and I think I did see Tofino somewhere in here. There's a lot of BC dates. This towards December, there'll be Duncan, Victoria, Tofino. Saskatoon is also in the room as well, too. So this track we're going to listen to is off his album, Keep Full Ambitious, something that his grandfather used to say. And here's The Crackling with the three of you. Thank you.
not true. It's not true. Mortals say, is it true? Is it true? It's just a dream.
And we know it back then. We knew it to be the end. But wouldn't we all like it to turn out for the better? Thank you.
There's Vancouver Quintet Red Cedar, and that is off their latest album, Enter the Sun Gods, that was self-released, and that was Teeth in Your Hair. Formed in the ashes of something that was called Sister Ray, sort of a psych country act, and the members have been contributing to a lot of local bands. So hopefully, I believe a couple of the members are out of the country right now, just doing a little bit of work, but hopefully in the new year we'll get to see some more of those lads. Stick around, we got Eternal Sunshine coming up. But, of course, if you are a Friends of CITR cardholder, or if that's going to be one of the things that you might get as part of CITR Fun Drive, well, speaking of drives, this is where the card works on commercial.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your love. Your heart, look around you. Change your heart, it will astound you. I need your love. Thank you.
Background here. This is Beck taking on British pop duo The Corgis to number one hit from 1980. That's right, number five hit. Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. And this does appear on the soundtrack to the 2004 film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Great film directed by Michel Gondry, written by Charlie Kaufman, credentials galore. This is probably Jim Carrey's best dramatic role. Kate Winslet as well, too. Fantastic thing involving the idea of memories, emotions, and how to preserve what's what. And the score, done by John Bryan from Jersey, best known for his other works. He scored a lot of films by Paul Thomas Anderson, not the P.T. Anderson, but there was a lot of confusion that way. But at the very least, he started off producing his then-girlfriend Amy Mann for her solo debut, Whatever. And from that, he developed a rollicking reputation as a fantastic producer, working with Fiona Apple, Rufus Wainwright, Robin Hitchcock, even Kanye West as well, too. But yes, he's appeared in a lot of films. Started with Paul Thomas Anderson. He appeared in Boogie Nights, actually as a cameo as one of the mustachioed guitar players. And he actually earned Best Score Soundtrack Album Grammy in 1999 for Magnolia, along with Eternal Sunshine and the Spotless Mind. So let's kick things off with the theme to Eternal Sunshine and the Spotless Mind, and we'll talk a little bit about what John Bryan does live.
Thank you.
always seem to be running out of time, aren't I? We started off with the theme from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, then we heard the underwater piano sounds of Peer Pressure, and then we heard the chimes and violins of A Dream Upon Waiting. In the background, we're listening to Phone Call, and depending on how much I blather on, it'll be Down the Drain and then Row, all by John Bryan, composer of the score, for which he won a Grammy for Best Score Soundtrack in 2004. Now, every Friday night, if you go to Los Angeles, there's a club called Largo where he performs all the time, doing covers, original songs, great little lampoons, or this clip of him impersonating Tom Waits covering Radiohead's Creep, and some just wonderful stuff, you know, featuring a variety of instruments, guest musicians, comedians, working off a set list, interacting with the audience for suggestions, and looping things, you know, doing a jigsaw puzzle approach to all the songs that he works with there. So one day, if you're in LA, or if you're in LA right now, hopefully you can go check it out. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then there'll be some overnight music, magic, and at 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, it's Pacific Picking. And if you missed any of this week's episode, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Just go to CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Click on the schedule. In Canada, we say schedule. I say it however I feel. But if you click there, there's a little orange square icon with looks like little radio waves broadcasting out. Click on that. And your browser should know what to do. Pass it to iTunes. Pass it to your application of choice. And then you can listen forever. And maybe find it on someone else's cell phone as well, too. Anyways, next week, with Grinderman coming into town, we're going to focus on Nick Cave and some of the soundtrack work he's done with Warren Ellis. And then 2 weeks from now, it is going to be the 5th ever CITR Fun Drive. This time around, it's going to be 10 days, $30,000. And hopefully, we'll be able to sort of make that easily. But my problem is I'm going to only have one show to do it. So we're going to rely on some pre-pledging beforehand, and we'll sort of figure out logistics for that soon enough. But for now, let's close off with a bit of the Polyphonic Spree. Will also appear on the soundtrack to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And this will be Light and Day. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7 days.
Listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9. The time is a few seconds after 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Did you remember to do that? probably some people didn't. And there's a lot of clocks around town that are kind of out of whack. But that happens every year. They should basically get rid of that and just keep one time all year round. That's my view. Also, check out CITR on the web, www.citr.ca. And stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.